Well, a Chinese billionaire who has donated large sums of money to the major political parties through his companies has been denied re-entry to Australia. His name is Huang Zhengmo, the same businessman whose ties to Sam Dastyari led to the former Labor senator's political downfall. Now the ABC has confirmed that Mr. Huang has been prevented by the government from returning to Australia. To quote the ABC's sources, Mr. Huang's right to return to Australia has been cancelled. Our political reporter Alexandra Beach joins me. Alex, what has led Australian officials to block Huang Zhengmo from coming back to Australia?
Linda, the ABC understands that Australian officials aren't allowing him back into Australia. He's been stripped of permanent residency and denied Australian citizenship. And this all relates back to the federal government's crackdown on alleged foreign interference. That's Australian intelligence agencies have for some time been raising concerns that the Chinese Communist Party could be interfering in Australian institutions and using the political donation system to gain access. Several years ago, spy agency ASIO, for example, warned the major political parties about taking donations from Mr. Huang's companies because its intelligence revealed close links to the Chinese Communist Party. So Mr. Huang has previously denied that connection or any attempt to influence Australian politics. And the ABC has put questions to his lawyer about this decision from the Home Affairs Department, but we haven't received a response on whether he's going to appeal or challenge this.
Is it a permanent decision? Might Huang Zhengmo be able to return to Australia in future?
Well, Nine is reporting that he is fighting this decision and that he has family still here in Australia. He had previously applied for Australian citizenship, but that's been hanging in limbo. You might recall that Sam Dastyari, as you mentioned, tried to help Mr. Huang with that citizenship application by contacting the Immigration Department. The ABC understands that now that application's been rejected, and Nine's reported that there's several reasons for that, such as character grounds and also concerns about the reliability of Mr. Huang's answers in interviews. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, was also asked whether she expected China to raise this whole matter with her. This was her response.
They have not been raised with me. I don't expect it to be a subject of a bilateral discussion. These are matters which occur from time to time.
Matters which occur from time to time, the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne. So, Alex, Huang Zhengmo, through his companies, has donated millions of dollars to the major political parties, both sides. Any indication as to whether they will return that money now that a further cloud is hanging over his reputation?
Well, previously, some politicians from both sides of the political divide have handed back money donated to them through his companies. So the Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Bill Shorten were both asked today whether their respective parties would now do that. Here's what they had to say.
I'm not in a position to say what the position was, you know, several years ago. So where these things have happened in good faith, and, you know, we know that the donations have been made to many political parties, not just one, then we have prospective laws that deal with that into the future. And I think that's the responsible way to deal with it.
Well, we stopped taking money from him a couple of years ago. In fact, Labor stopped taking donations from that gentleman and another person before the law caught up with our position. So for a number of years, we haven't dealt with this man.
That's Bill Shorten and before him the Prime Minister. Now there, neither has actually committed to paying back donations previously made. They both refer to laws Federal Parliament passed last year to ban future foreign donations. But it is worth noting that the donations linked to Mr. Huang were made through Australian companies. So even with those new laws, they'd still be allowed.
Okay, thanks very much, Alex. Alexandra Beach, our political reporter in Canberra.